News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, they call my name. I better do something.
Yes.
Hi, good morning.
They call both of our names.
How are you this fine morning, young lady?
I'm here.
You're functional?
I am somewhat functional. And my scripts are all upside down.
Oh, just blow them all away.
Yay.
Life in the fast lane, Melissa. But we're here.
I think let's go outside and do a broadcast in the parking lot. They've got tents over there. We could, you know.
We could be intense.
Yeah, we could be intense.
Go ahead. Think about that one for a minute.
And I'm feeling pretty intense today. I want you to know.
You generally do. Radio. Let's talk about radio. We're doing radio right now.
We got to do that.
Texas history begins in El Paso. And
really?
You know, then you can't dispute that.
That's true.
It's just the way it goes. We got radio going on. Where else? You can hear us all over the place, 690.
Via ktsmradio.com, and you can get the iHeartRadio app where you can take us anywhere you go if you want. You know, you can listen to us anywhere there's an internet link, and you can listen to KTSM Radio itself all week long, and then don't forget us on Saturdays.
Can you take us to Pepe's today?
Oh, you could. Yes, you could take us to Pepe's today.
Oh, good. That's where we're going.
That's right, because we're also going to have a trivia contest where you can win $20 in food certificates to wonderful Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canutillo, or one of the wonderful El Paso Gold DVDs, of course, which we have thousands of.
I brought in some more. There's a women's club I put on there somewhere.
Women's club, and we have the Gunfights the Old West, El Paso Smelter, Don Lee, I changed his name, Tom Lee, the Celebration of Cultures. We have El Paso's Waco Tanks, which we were talking about in the break room.
Ooh, Yaco.
Legends of El Paso's Mountains. That was another thing we were talking about. The sites and the ghost stories 2, 3, and 4.
Ghost stories are kind of bizarre, but they do make a point on what's going on around
here. They're scary.
Well, it's no place that doesn't have ghosts, I've decided. They got to hang out somewhere, and you bump into them. They don't know it. You don't know it.
Yeah.
But somebody knows it.
That's
whatever.
Right.
Talking about the history today, as we always do. Oh, I want to make sure people understand. You got there's a grand finale coming for the mayor's race on radio.
Yeah.
Today they're going to have another set of people at noon.
This ought to be interesting. Yes.
Andrew's on. My son Andrew's on with Paul De La Pena, and they're going to do a talk show for an hour about the mayor's race.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be on today at noon, and they're doing that on a regular basis up until the election May 6th.
Yeah, they got Emma D, and who's the other
I don't
person?
Have the name. No, that's on ABC tomorrow night. We'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the next one.
I jumped ahead.
But Andrew's got a couple of people today, and they'll be talking about candidates at noon today. So, all right, moving on to the history at hand. We have a lot of history at hand. You know, we were talking about, you mentioned the women's club. They have a neighbor who's kind of across the parking lot.
Yeah. You can see him you can wave at him from the women's club.
You know what? I can see him from here. His name is Hal Marcus. Hey, Hal.
Hey, how you doing?
We're waving at him across the
good to see you guys. You guys are having too much fun.
We enjoy this.
Well, that's why we brought you in, to have even more fun.
We wouldn't do this if it wasn't something interesting. And now you're here. My God, the party's beginning.
Right.
Hal Marcus is in the house.
Did you bring your bongos?
Bongos. Did you bring your bongos? Don't go there. Hey, Hal, you got stuff going on.
Yeah,
now we talk history here, and here you are sitting in a history show. What's the deal?
Well, we have an exhibit right now at my gallery where we have like 150 works of art by the early El Paso artists.
That's history.
Right. And there's about 75 artists in the exhibit. 95% of them are all dead. So, but
no autograph. If you buy an autograph, be careful.
Yeah.
So we're really the only gallery in town that tries to document and preserve and exhibit the early El Paso artists, And we have tons of names, and I'll just list off some of them here. We got Manuel Acosta, of course, and Kate Baldwin, and Kate Ball, and Bill Bissell, and Frederick Carter, Jose Cisneros, Woody Crumbo, James Drake, and Steve Edwards, Berna Emery, Leola Freeman.
Colliker's in there.
Colliker, Krupp, Kristen Macher.
Peter Hurd. You get Peter Hurd.
Peter Hurd, Ada Miller, Oddly Dean Nichols, Mago Orona, Pete Petrillo, Bill Rackesy, Rasuda. I mean, Eugene Thurston, Fern Thurston, Wanda Herman.
Russell Waterhouse.
I mean, and that's just off the top of my head of people that I can think of.
I'm reading it off of your list, actually, not the top of my head.
Basically, anybody who is everybody. Someone the other day told me that I was an early El Paso artist.
Yes, and
I
said, what?
Actually, the Center for the Advancement of Early Texas Art considers anybody who was painting 40 years ago can be considered an early El Paso artist.
That would be you.
And so, but I look so young.
Yes, well, of course. It's such a baby face.
It's that young look you have,
Hal. Was it 1995 you had an exhibit at the El Paso Museum of History? Or no, it was, what was it?
Art.
You had a series from 1995 that was at the...
Well, the El Paso Museum of Art has had several exhibits on early El Paso art. And back in the old days, Studio W had some early El Paso art exhibits as well.
No, you put the one where you put your Four Seasons up.
Yeah, but your 1995 Four Seasons,
right, the Four Seasons was
exhibited at the
El Paso Museum of
Art.
That's
what I was trying to get.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
And, which I love. That's one of my favorites.
Right. And we've been actually working together with the El Paso Museum of Art. And also with the International Museum, I'm working with Daryl Hyatt, you know, and he has the largest world's collection of unknown El Paso artists, you know.
Yes.
Daryl is just a wealth of information. Also, my gallery is partnering with Holly Cox and Sanford Cox, and we're doing a book right now on Eugene Thurston.
Her father.
Yeah, her father, Eugene Thurston. She comes from three generations. Fern Thurston, who is the mother of Eugene, and she was born in 1860. And Eugene was born in the 1890s, and Holly, who I think she doesn't want me to give her, or she was born.
Recent, she was born recently.
a few years ago.
So we're documenting that. So we're always, you know, buying and selling and putting on consignment and pushing it.
And also talk about your location now.
Right.
I mentioned that you're a neighbor of the Woman's Club across the parking lot, but you're actually on Oregon Street for your house and your gallery now.
Yeah, we bought the building 6 years ago. And by the way, we're celebrating our 21st year as El Paso Art Gallery. I don't think there's been an art gallery who's survived that long in El Paso. And the cool thing about it, historically speaking, is the trolley, you know, is going to be coming right in front of our house, in front of our gallery.
There's a stop. Is it going to be a stop?
It's going to be
there?
A stop right there in front of the gallery.
That's going to be the Hal stop.
The Hal stop. We're going to have a little lemonade stand out there and bring people in and sell them art. Because there's not a whole lot between UTIP and downtown.
No.
You know, it's cultural.
Yes.
You know, so we just got our fingers crossed because we've survived the construction so far.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so, you know, we're really excited about it. Those trolleys are going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be different. Very different to El Paso seeing that happen again. And there's a lot of people who have done artwork about the trolleys.
Frederick Carter.
Yeah, he comes to mind. All kinds of people in El Paso that have been inspired by that.
I think it's a lot of new artists. And the art space, you know, the art space that just opened up downtown where the old Saddle Blanket was, that's going to be right on the tracks as well. So there's a lot of promise happening for artists in El Paso, not only early artists, but lots of new young people. And most of the people, young artists, don't know about the early El Paso artists. Most of the El Pasoans don't know about it.
Yeah.
And as we spoke before, our feelings are if you don't know your history, you don't have much of a future. So, you know, we are dedicated and passionate about celebrating the lives of artists who lived before. And many of these artists, especially women, they didn't take them seriously because women are not supposed to be painters, you know, especially back in the early 1920s.
They kind of had one thing they were supposed to do.
As a cooking and taking care of the kids.
There's one more than that, but go ahead.
But even the families of great women artists, they thought, oh, my aunt used to paint, but, you know, she was like a Sunday painter, but a lot of them were really great artists.
Very serious, yes.
So we've actually published a book called the 50 Unknown Women Artists, and now it's grown to 98 unknown women. And anyway, El Paso has a lot of history because we're influenced from Mexico, we're influenced from the Santa Fe, we're influenced by the mountains in the region and the culture of El Paso.
The travelers come through here and decide to stay.
Right.
A lot of those. I'm going to ask you something about art. in the Upper Valley, I understand some people who have galleries or art studios, they like the light that reflects off of the Franklins in their studios. Tell me, is there, you know anybody like that?
Well, I mean, lots of artists have stayed in El Paso because of the geography, because of the mountains, because of the light, because of the people, because of the food. Because, I mean, there's so many factors that make our place a haven for art colonies. There really are. You know, because we've been so far removed from Chicago, New York, and even Dallas, and even California, we've had to survive on our own. Mm-hmm. What was happening, like in Santa Fe and Taos, they had influence from Chicago and New York, and they had people who were coming there to buy art, you know, and that's what made Taos and Santa Fe flourish. We haven't really had that in El Paso. So, like, I trade paintings with Jackson. I trade paintings with you. You know, people in our community support each other, but we don't have lots and lots of financial support. So we've had to survive by trading and getting realistic about our prices. And it's a struggle like any business.
Yeah, in fact, I see a lot of, I have friends out there, artists on Facebook, and they're always so upset when people say, you want that much for a painting?
Yeah.
But yet they wouldn't argue with getting something from Santa Fe or from Marfa or some of the other areas.
Right.
They're like, oh, well, I paid, you know, $2,000 for this, but they wouldn't pay that here in El Paso.
Right.
When it, to me, would be just as wonderful a piece.
Right, yeah. Well, we have artists that are just as good, better than Santa Fe, Taos, or even New York artists. But, you know, we're able to survive, you know, and we're not complaining, you know what I mean? And the art gets better and better and better because it's not exploited by the art market. People who are artists in El Paso are doing it because they're passionate and because they love what they do and they enjoy what they're doing, and that's what makes for great art.
It's best if your spouse has a day job.
Well, I think that's always been the case.
I mean,
hasn't
it? It's worked out in my case. I mean,
starving artists.
So it goes. Well, Hal Marcus in the house here talking about all kinds of things. You've got various projects in the works. What are you doing today? You got an art auction going on today.
Well, actually, what's really exciting is, you know, I've been partnering and helping public TV, KCOS, since the 70s. When they came out in 1978, I did the cover for their TV schedule back in 1978. So the past 20 years I've been helping KCOS. This year we have the biggest auction ever, and it starts off tonight. It starts off at 6 o'clock tonight.
On TV.
On TV, on KCOS Public TV. And it's happening tonight, which is the 22nd, and tomorrow the 23rd, and then the following weekend, the 29th and the 30th. And speaking about history, these are some of the names that are works of art that we have submitted and other people have submitted for the auction that goes on tonight. And by the way, they can go to their website, which is pbs.org, and I can see all the works of art there, and the people who are going to be shown today are Varela, Cisneros, Acosta, Peter Hurd, Rudy Montoya, Bill Racassi, Escamilla, Marta Rott, Lester Hughes, Tom Lee, Frederick Carter, and Russell Waterhouse, Eugene Thurston, Fern Thurston, Dorothy Geyer, and even the Titovitzes, and even a Hal Marcus here and there. So Yeah. So it's really a great opportunity that you can sit at home, sit on your couch, and support local art and support your local PBS station.
I found a better website, kcosartauction.org.
That's right, exactly.
That's the one you need, kcosartauction.org.
Right, and it has all the works of art there, and it also has the times that the works are going on air. So if you're just particularly interested in the Racassi or in the Manuel Acosta original, you can go and find out when it's going to be on air, and you can bid on it, you know.
I see. Then how do you bid? You call those people sitting at the bank of phones?
Yeah, they get sit at the bank of phones, the phone of banks. You can bid right there from your couch, you know.
Okay.
And it's and if the work is, let's say it's a $2,000 piece, it starts off like at $500. You know, it's a fraction. It's a lot cheaper than going to an art gallery. And besides that, where do you go if you want to buy a Manuel Acosta? They don't have them anywhere. You know,
there's no Manuel Acosta store.
Right.
Occasionally, you would know where to find one.
I mean, we have a couple of them here or there. But I'm saying a lot of the works, like a Frederick Carter original, you know, those are very rare works of art. And you can do it from your couch.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's for a great cause. I mean, you know, they have so many wonderful programming, and this is our local TV station. And, I mean, there aren't any more art auctions in El Paso. Think about it. How many people, how many organizations have art auctions in El Paso? There aren't any.
Okay, you got 2 days. One is today.
Yep.
And, tomorrow.
It's today and tomorrow.
And then next weekend also.
Right.
Okay, 4 days.
Yeah.
Today, this weekend, and I'm reading your little thingy here.
Yeah, right.
And then next weekend as well, KCOS.
Right. And I'm looking at one here. You've got Rudy Montoya, who's he's international. And he's got his El Viejo, which is a wonderful, a lot of people, they think Rudy Montoya, they think of different things that he does.
Right. And that's an original. That's an original. That's an original. That's not a print.
Worth $5,000, and the starting bid's $2,200. I mean, that's amazing for a Rudy Montoya.
And that's an original work of art. There's lots of prints, and they're all wonderful, but these are original works of art. The Frederick Carter there, that you see, that's it's of Cloudcroft. Okay, it's a large painting, opening up at around $1,800. Lester Hughes, and the list goes on and on. If it's an early El Paso artist that you've heard of, they're going to have some in the art auction tonight.
Hal Marcus is in the house. We got to take a break here, Hal. Hate to do that to you because he's a rolling commercial.
I'm all fired up.
But when it comes to art, though, you're like the promoter
of
art in El Paso. And you don't just do your own stuff.
No.
You promote everybody's stuff.
In our gallery right now, we have over 100 artists.
Where's your gallery? What's the address?
1308 North Oregon.
Don't forget that, people. Hal will be waiting for you to come in and say hello. Yeah. But in the meantime, wait for a minute, though. We got to come back and talk more stuff. In fact, we have some trivia questions about Hal Marcus.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, how about them apples?
I'm going to call my mom and tell her to be listening.
Okay,
that's right.
Here comes mom. You get Pepe's and DVDs?
Pepe's or El Paso Gold DVDs? Are we gonna start off with one of those?
We can do that, either one.
Sure. Stay tuned.
Okay,
don't go away.
So,
and Hal's going to give away all the art in his house. No!
That's right.
No, he's not.
No, we're going to take his house, his studio.
No, he'll never give that house up.
He will fight you for that house. We'll be talking about his studio tour. If you get a chance to go see his studio, it's his backyard. Art is wonderful. The studio, it's great.
Every little nook and cranny that could have some art on it, he figured out. There's doll pieces in the
that's
cement.
Right.
In the concrete. It's just bizarre. All right, what do you got, Melissa?
Okay. Which series of Hal Marcus's 1995 paintings was on exhibit in the El Paso Museum of Art in 2012?
We mentioned that.
We just happened to talk about that, didn't we?
Why did we just happen to talk about that?
Yeah, and that's pretty well known. I mean, everybody sees that every Christmas season, I think.
Okay, now your second question, you want to throw that out there as well now?
No, let's save that one.
You want to save that one?
Let's save that one, yeah.
We may have to make up another Hal Marcus question.
Oh, we should do that.
There's got to be several we can do.
Okay.
All right, now what's the name of what's the deal here?
We've got $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's or an El Paso Gold DVD.
And you get that by doing what?
Which series of Hal Marcus's 1995 paintings was on exhibit in the El Paso Museum of Art in 2012?
Oh, my. There's a lot of things to think about there.
And they can find that on the internet if they get creative.
Or they can answer the question by calling
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Crawford Buick GMC was just chosen best place to buy a used car again. And we're celebrating with a giant meltdown sale. We're going to melt down our huge inventory by melting down our already low prices. If you don't buy your next vehicle from Crawford, you'll pay too much. All brands, cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury, or economy. Top credit union and bank financing options. Are you upside down? We'll get you right side up, period. Crawford Used Cars, next to the airport, Montana and Airway. CrawfordBuickGMC.com. If you didn't buy from Crawford, you pay too much.
Which El Paso candidate for mayor will you be voting for? And do you know the issues impacting the race? Well, here's your chance to find out.
Join us on News Radio 690 every Saturday to hear where the candidates stand on the arena, jobs, taxes, immigration, and much more. Live on El Paso's only local political show, Talk El Paso.
Be a part of Talk El Paso by calling in during the show and speak to the candidates. Tune in every Saturday at noon.
Special mayoral editions of Talk El Paso brought to you by National Furniture Liquidators.
When it comes to value, quality, and selection,
nobody beats Shorty.
Hey, News Radio 690 listeners, you always tune in to us to stay informed. Well, here's one you need to know about. The hoppiest day on earth is the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartMedia. It's happening Saturday, April 29th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza. Check out over 150 craft beers, plus live music, art, giant beer games, free brewing lessons from the pros, food trucks, a liquor garden, and a lot more. The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, April 29th, presented by El Paso Live. Find out more at suncitybeerfest.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Here's a little fiction masqueraded as facts. Did you know that banks don't give loan modifications just because you're paying your mortgage loan late? A lot of people believe this and have been told this, but it's wrong. I'm John Hope Bryant, the founder of Operation Hope. Let us help you negotiate with your lender in a logical way with a HUD-certified counselor for free to save your home today. Call 888-388-HOPE today or visit our website for more tips at OperationHope.org.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, we're talking history and art.
Is that what we're doing?
History and art.
No, we're spray painting in the
studio. 544-5876. We need a caller to tell us about Hal's four paintings. What were they about?
That's right.
Oh, how hard is that for a clue?
I know.
I had four paintings.
Four.
We talked about them.
They were on exhibit in the El Paso Museum of Art in 2012.
And you think somebody would know it by that description?
I would hope so.
I think if they had the number four, they could figure out which four pictures we're talking about.
And they're pretty famous because they've been made into postcards. And
one of them had the cathedral on it. I know
yes.
that.
Yeah, it's all about the St. Patrick's Cathedral.
What are your other paintings in that series?
Don't
tell me the series
name.
That's the question.
Well, there's the different directions. There's four different directions.
Yeah, there's things to look at
and
there.
And they were done about all different sections
four
of El Paso.
Different seasons.
All right, the question's out there, 544-5876. We need to tell you about Siglo del Oro.
That's
is
right.
Now concluding. It's on until today. There's one more night of it that's closing, and it's got an adaptation of El Retablo de las Maravillas by Cervantes. Some of that is accurate. Performed by Morfirio Teatro. Man, that's cool. Anyway, Cervantes has written a hilarious satire on hypocrisy, and the performance is played against the stage with Picasso's Cubist painting, Guernica. You ever heard of that one?
I sure have.
That's at the event tonight at the Chamizal, the last international Siglo del Oro event for the season.
Yeah.
Tickets are free, but get there and pick one up before you can go sit ye down.
I think heard that the first Thanksgiving reenactment was this weekend as well.
Here it comes. That's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
There's
yes.
one tomorrow. And, I will just go ahead and tell you about it, if you wish. Tomorrow they have the first reenactment of the Don Juan de Oñate event.
Hey.
It's at the Socorro Mission.
Right.
That's different. It's always been down south from there.
And
it's also a week earlier than normal.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the El Paso Mission Trail Association, they're making a major tribute to the guy named Sheldon Hall, who figured out what was the history and the art and all that stuff in the old days. And he started at the Socorro Mission, basically.
Exactly. In 1989, I believe, was the first one that they did, when they did the big Renaissance Fair and everything,
That's
which
right.
was the first one I went to when I wasn't even involved in El Paso
right.
history.
But the thing is, he's the one who brought the history out of the
exactly.
out of the books. And the old dusty cupboards.
Got us interested in El Paso
yeah.
history.
And so now there's another conference next week also in San Elizario. But this one tomorrow is Sunday at Socorro. Very different. All day long. Big reenactment at 3 o'clock for the Don Juan de Oñate event. They got booths out there all day.
And Zarzuela.
Food trucks. Oh, the Zarzuela. I went to that one last year. We recorded that and put that on YouTube.
Yes.
Fabulous performance by the people who work for the Mission Trail Association. So that is tomorrow, Sunday, and it's at Socorro Mission. It starts at real early in the morning, and it goes until like about 6 in the evening.
I think it's something everybody needs to go. The weather's going to be really good, so that's the great thing. And it's a great way to go down and see the Socorro Mission. You have Indian dancers, all kinds of neat stuff.
There is. And you got something else to do?
Oh, well, I was going to say, the Tri-Motor Ford is still flying. I've been listening to it for the last day or so, flying over the house, and I was out there waving, going, hello, as everybody's flying over. It is a great event for people to do. It's the Tin Goose, and it's at the Doña Ana Airport out at Santa Teresa today through tomorrow. And I'll tell you, you allowed us to go out there that time, Jax. It was great. We went out to cover for the radio show, Bernie and I.
Yes.
And how cool. I mean, it was like, I wish I'd dressed in a flapper to go fly on that, because that was one of the first commercial planes to fly across the country. And it was amazing to go kind of like step back in time and fly on that plane. It was loud as all get out, but it was a blast because you got to see, you know, how people would have seen land flying over at that time. It was kind of like, you know, you ride on a train and such, but here you're not that far off the ground, so you really got to see the landscape.
It's kind of a weird ride because when you start off, your seat is back and you're tilted way back.
Yeah, you're kind of
because the back end's on the ground, the front end's got big wheels.
Yeah, it's like G force,
and all of a sudden the tail lifts up and away you go.
Yeah, and it was really a lot of fun, and they're really great, and it's very very interesting.
And some today, you could probably get a flight today. And tomorrow, they got another set of them tomorrow.
So. Yeah, and they're going to be going on till 1 p.m. till 5 p.m., and there's a discount tickets. And I think if you could, you can go online, flytheford.org, and I think if you tried to go out, you might be able to get on also. But it's out at the War Eagles Museum at the Doña Ana County Airport in Santa Teresa. And stop in the museum. That's another fantastic seat. You can get a flight on the plane and also visit the museum,
because
that is an amazing
museum. There's
a
treasure. It's just a little off the beaten path, and that's the only downside.
Yeah, I know.
It's a fabulous museum.
Not really. I mean, it's pretty easy to get there back and out. It's wonderful. But
if you know where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, but you just go straight out Country Club. You go straight out Art Craft.
Is that a caller we need, Shelley? Who do we got there? We have Doug? Daryl. Oh, no, not anybody.
The Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, how's it going, dude?
It's going well, Jackson and Alyssa and
hey,
Hal. I called to answer the question.
Okay.
Hopefully.
You can. That's legal. You can do that.
It's Four Seasons.
Yay! Four Seasons.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
And we have other callers, but Daryl got there, and Daryl wins. Daryl, you haven't won in a while, have you?
No, it's been a while since he called in on that.
Daryl, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, have you haven't won a prize in a while, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, take your pick here. Take your pick. You got Pepe's?
Pepe's, or do you want a DVD?
A DVD would be fine.
Okay, let's see what you need. Have you seen the Woman's Club DVD? Can I sell that one to you?
Yes, I have, and I have the book also.
Okay, then move on to the next one.
Well, we've got the Gunfights in the Old West. We got the Smelter, Tom Lee's El Paso, Celebration of Our Cultures.
I think the Smelter would be fine.
Perfect. Okay.
Since I spent some time out there, and I don't think I got that one. Thank you.
Last time I saw you with a hard hat on, you were at the Smelter.
Yes, I was.
And you know what they were doing, Hal?
What's that?
These guys were being given a railroad crossing guard.
Oh,
because apparently Asarco had to buy them to put them on their own property. So when it came time to get rid of them, the railroad people raised their hand, and here comes Daryl and Prince McKenzie with a big truck.
Wow.
And they lifted that railroad crossing guard, stuck it on their truck. And where'd you guys take that thing?
Well, to the railroad museum's storage where we
okay.
have.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought you put it in your front yard. I thought that would be interesting.
And next time a train comes, you'll be all set. Jeez. All right, Daryl, hi. You got yourself a prize here. Thank you for that, sir. By the way, we're going to Pepe's today for lunch if you're interested.
Okay. I did want to say, though, about the early art and just compliment Hal for totally keeping the interest and the information on our great early art history. And El Paso has indeed that, and they're recognized both statewide and internationally, and it continues to this day. And so I just want to thank Hal so much for...
Well, thank you, Daryl, and you've inspired me to start art collecting, and you've taught me so much about many of the artists that I had not known about. So You know, Daryl and I formed this group called the Early El Paso Art Collectors Organization. We call it EPACO.
EPACO.
EPACO. And Mr. if it wasn't EPACO. For Daryl and Holly and Sanford and our great friend Kevin Wells, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do this this beautiful organization. So thank you, Daryl, for calling in, and thank you, Daryl, for inspiring me to be passionate about early El Paso art.
And Daryl, don't go away. We got to figure out how to get you this prize, okay?
Okay, and I wanted to say one other thing. J.P. Bryant that's in town was asking me, actually, about some of the early art, about Audley D. Niklas and Fremont Ellis, and it has a significant place in the state of Texas.
Well, you know what art he has collected in a big way, right? Jose Cisneros.
Yes.
He bought the whole collection.
Yeah.
From
right.
the family.
Yeah. In fact, I saw it when I was down at his museum in
and
Galveston.
And you got to go to that museum sooner or later, people. You really do. All right, Daryl, hold
museum.
On. We're going to get Shelly will come on and tell you to pick up your prize, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks
nice
for calling.
Talk to you,
Daryl.
Tell your wife says hi.
All right, and Daryl Hyde, another legend, not just in his mind, though. He's a big legend.
I could sit and listen to him all day long. He could just tell story after story.
He's got
him.
He sure does.
Just wonderful. And on all kinds of subjects.
That's right.
But art is something he likes. It's a passion for him. Hal Marcus is one of those type people. He's in the house. We got to take another break, come and talk, and hear about some of the details you've got coming up, because there's a lot going on here. And if you need to get involved in this conversation, there's a Facebook page.
That's right. I'm getting ready to put Hal's picture up and you know, some stuff on the KCOS art auction and some of the things coming up. And
Or they can call us.
Or they can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-3166. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, we got stuff going on all over the place, and I got to tell you something about El Paso Archaeological Society. We're a progressive little crowd out there.
Yes.
I actually bumped into the board meeting about 2 weeks ago. I had some tourists in town.
Didn't that hurt?
Well, it did, but it's our archaeology, so it was fun. But we went out there to take a look at that museum, and there they were having their, just ending their board meeting. Bunch of active people in there. They care about archaeology, and they're trying to get things done. They're holding a lecture series, and Saturday today, the 22nd of April, Dr. Josiah Hyman, his lecture is about the U.S.-Mexico transborder region, a new synthesis. Ask them what that means. But that's at the El Paso Archaeological Museum.
Yeah.
They have the E-Pass lectures out there at that location. And also, next week, they're going to talk about the lecture series, Membres Archaeology, the Beautiful Pottery, the Ordinary Architecture, and the Scarlet Macaws by Patricia Gilman. That's Ooh. Next week. And these lectures are at 2 o'clock, and they are free. So, Hal Marcus in town, in the house, talking about stuff. You have a major event going on. Starting today, you're having tours.
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, it's not just me. There's a citywide studio tours that's sponsored by the Plein Air Painters of El Paso and also from El Paso Scene. If you happen to have an El Paso Scene magazine, you can find all the different locations. I know that today and tomorrow from 12 to 5, down there at San Eli, where they have all the art galleries, they're going to be open today. And Hope Aaron's home is also going to be open today and tomorrow. This is free studio tours. And then the weekend after that, it's Central and West Side. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but I know that the Art Junction downtown, where they have probably 20 or 30 different art studios down there, they're going to be open along with the Art Junction. And I know that Candy Mayer and Carmen Navarre and also the Hal Marcus Art Gallery will be open next weekend from 12 to 5, and you'll be able to tour the gallery, and you'll also be able to have the tour of my backyard and my new painting studio. You haven't seen this, Jackson, but I built a bridge from my home into where my garage used to be into the painting studio now. So I have this fantastic metal kind of art bridge.
Up on the second floor level?
Up on the second floor
level. Okay, you were talking about that. I never saw it.
It goes right over the gazebo. It's and you look down and you see all the tile and all the seashells and all the sculptures.
And the body parts of the dolls sticking out of the walls.
The body parts of the dolls.
When you guys built that wall, you must have been having something going on because you're putting doll parts in the concrete.
Well, you know, we have stuff going on.
You have history we don't always talk about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is in your backyard.
Yeah, so next week, and this is only once a year do we have the public being able to tour through the backyard into the studio. So that's next weekend, April 29th and 30th, you get to see. I've been in that home since 1970, okay? So
and the owners don't mind?
The owners don't mind, yeah. Yeah, we have permission.
They just can't get rid of it.
Like he's a jaws on the walls. What are you going to do?
Well,
he's drawing on the walls again.
You know, I live in Sunset Heights, and I'm very active in the Sunset Heights Historical Society. But luckily, my house is not in the historical district, so that's how come I can put the doll parts in the walls and the blue bottles, and all of my stairs are painted like rainbows.
Your house isn't in the district?
No, right after right behind me on El Paso Street starts the official historic district.
You're kidding. I thought
so. That's
it was.
Why I could, you know, I could do. I could take the artistic liberty of.
What you do is you drive up Oregon Street till you see this house that's not normal.
Yeah,
and that's how
it's
house.
Not that.
No, it's not awful. It's not negative. It's just not normal.
Right.
I mean, it's got stuff everywhere.
Well, that's why. That's why when the streetcar comes in, you know, someone was telling about this place in Cuba that this artist was selling ceramics, and he started having weird. Ceramics out in front of his house, and now it's one of the major tourist stops in Cuba. And so the people next door started doing ceramics and art, and then the cafes started opening up, and now it's like the biggest tourist attraction in Cuba.
Yeah.
Where it is just all very organic, mm-hmm. and these people are all self-taught artists, and they do their tacos and their art and their ceramics, and everyone who comes to Cuba as a tourist wants a little piece of it. So, you know, and with the art space opening up right down the street, you know, where they're having low-income apartments, you know, there's a real vibrant art scene happening in El Paso, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Tell us more about the tour. You got tours starting this weekend.
Well, the tour is starting this week on the east side. I know that Ho Baron's home and the people in San Eli are doing that.
And then next week you're...
And then next week it's the west side and central, where I know they have the Art Junction, and we also have the Hal Marcus Gallery open up a studio.
Now, this is separate from the KCOS Art Auction.
Yeah.
So go to KCOS, artauction.org?
Right,
and that you can find those details.
KCOS, artauction.org, starts tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I've got the list here of what's going on tonight, starting at 6:30. We have a huge Mauricio Mora painting. We have Miguel Varela. We have Daniel Padilla, Jose Cisneros, Manuel Acosta, Peter Hurd. Remember, if this is a $1,000 painting, it's opening up at only about $200. We also have original Rudy Montoya opening up at $800. This is a $5,000 original piece. We have Francisco Romero, Bill Racassi, Mario Pata, and tonight at 7, an original Alberto Escamilla called the Cotton Pickers, Martha Arat, L.B. Porter, Lester Hughes, Don Bean, Hector Bernal, Marjorie Carrasco, Tom Lee, Lubia Titovitz.
And you can sit at your house.
You can sit at your house, just turn on your TV, get yourself a speed number. And all the, you know, the money goes for public television. I mean, yeah. it's
So this is art that's donated?
Some of it is donated. Some of it's submitted. Some of the artists, they'll put a low reserve, okay? Because, you know, artists can't just keep on giving away their artwork forever. you know, 75% of it goes to public television.
Well, let me ask you. You were talking about at the break how people can start collecting.
Right,
you know,
right.
And it's kind of a fine line as to collecting and getting to know and getting started.
Good question, you know.
This might be a way.
Well, you know, PBS, KCOS is a great way to get started because you can buy works at a fraction of the cost and help a good cause. Another great way is just find out who the artist are in town, like at the studio tour, you know, and go to the artist studio. You get it factory direct. Get to know the artist. Get to know what your budget is. You can start collecting art for $50, you know. And it's a beautiful thing to support your local art community, and it's a beautiful way to have works in your home that reflect your culture.
Well, and one of the things we were talking about before the show started was how, you know, we always look at history. That's what we are. We're a history radio show, and we talk about history. Art is history. It tells about history so many different ways, right. Like whether it be petroglyphs or paintings. Right. It tells about time periods. And art itself, you're collecting bits of history right there.
Right.
And so, you know, you have history. Now, if you have some older paintings or something you want to find out,
right.
You do...
You know, we do art appraisal. We do art appraisal. I'm not a certified art appraiser, but I've been buying and selling art, you know, since 1970. So people can come in, they can call us, they can email us pictures, they can tell us the size, the median, the date, things like that. We'll get back to them as to what the value might be. And sometimes we purchase it, or sometimes we'll tell them where they can go to sell it. So that's a real service to the community that we do as well.
Yes.
There are some certified art appraisers in El Paso, like Leonard Cipriora. You know, and some, a couple others in El Paso who have gone, you know, done their specific training for insurance purposes, you know. But El Paso just has a wealth of art and history everywhere you look.
It's good stuff here. And people know, like Tom Lee, Jose Cisneros, the guys that you know big time from the old days.
Right.
They would take the history in front of them and put it on canvas.
Right.
And that's kind of why those guys are well known. Manuel Acosta did similar.
Yeah.
Eugene Thurston, as I mentioned to you before the program, he painted
portraits
of mountains.
Yeah.
You can see every wrinkle in the mountains that's really there, you know?
That's right.
And that was fascinating to realize that's what he was doing.
Right.
Because, I mean, his little canyons are where they're supposed to be.
Well, and
I checked.
And those change with the seasons, with the sun, with the
lighting,
lighting is amazing.
Time
how those mountains will change, and the colors. I mean, especially during the summer when you get those beautiful red.
And it's a good investment too to buy. I mean, a painting that I did in the 1970, let's say a 24x36, I was getting $300 for it. Now they're selling for from $3,000 to $5,000. Wow. You know, so, I mean, it is a good investment as well. Not that I encourage you to go out and buy as an investment. I think you should buy what your heart, you know, and your eyes tell you. But it's good to think about that because, like, some of the artists, like the Cisneros and the Costas and the Tom Lee's originals sometimes will sell for $200,000-$300,000.
Oh, I know.
You know?
I wish.
Drawings that you could get, you know, 20 years ago for $1,000 are now $40,000.
Well, you know, I saw an auction, actually an estate sale in the newspaper promoted.
Right.
And they had all these artists.
Had the Tom Lee.
Did you see that?
Yes, I was like, it's just down the street. Like,
how many people would show up just looking for that?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Right, yeah.
First in line would be a Dear Margot, no doubt, right?
Yeah, yeah. And another thing people don't realize, also signed prints. There are even if you can't afford the original,
right,
signed prints have some value also.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, Hal, like, we're going to take a break here. I forgot to ask you to do something. Pick one of the menu items that is on the Pepe's menu.
Okay.
And that becomes today's Oñate special. Pick one out there on that list here.
Ooh.
Tell me which one. And whoever can make it, we're going to go to Pepe's today. And what happens on the Oñate special is that whatever you pick there is normally like $10, $9. It goes down to $6 for today, and that's the special. So, and if you're a vegetarian kind of guy, there's some green cheese enchiladas there.
Right, there's some chili rellenos too.
You want to pick one?
Yeah, let's go to chili rellenos, okay?
Chili rellenos today is Oñate special, according to Hal Marcus,
that's right,
who is in charge of the menu as we speak.
Okay, get the chili rellenos. You get 3 Mesilla Valley green chili stuffed with mild cheddar cheese.
Can't go wrong.
With frijoles and rice.
How about that? And Pepe's is 6761 Donovan is the old Griggs.
Oh,
remember that?
Yes.
Pepe worked for Griggs. His wife, Lorena, worked for Griggs.
Right.
They got the food. They got the recipes. And today they got a special. And the reason they have an Oñate special, their restaurant sits physically on the original Camino Real.
That's right. That's
right. It's a strip mall shop out there, but the Camino Real went
And they got homemade steamed corn tortillas.
They got stuff out there to deal with.
Homemade.
Have you been there yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
it's worthy. It really is.
Really, really, really good.
All right, taking a break here, 544. Call Hal if you like.
544-5876.
Ask me a question.
544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, that Castrol family of oil is on sale, including Castrol Synthetic for just $5.69 a quart. Keep your ride running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Did you know that creating a realistic budget is one of the first steps out of the foreclosure process? I'm John Hope Bryant, the founder and CEO of Operation Hope. Let one of our HUD-certified counselors walk you through the process of helping you save your home. For 20 years and 2 million customers and clients, we've helped people help themselves. Go to our Mortgage Hope Crisis Hotline online at operationhope.org or call one of our counselors at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673.
iHeartRadio does something no other app or website can do. Thousands of live radio stations you can take anywhere. Want to listen to that station in Denver, but you're in Philly? No problem. In Austin, but you miss Seattle? No problem. Plus, iHeartRadio lets you create your own custom artist stations.
Hey, this is Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue on iHeartRadio.
Just type in the artist you love, and iHeartRadio creates a station just for you. Free radio and unlimited music. Music all in one app, iHeartRadio.
Hey, News Radio 690 listeners, you always tune in to us to stay informed. Well, here's one you need to know about. The happiest day on earth is the Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartMedia. It's happening Saturday, April 29th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza. Check out over 150 craft beers, plus live music, art, giant beer games, free brewing lessons from the pros, food trucks, a liquor garden, and a lot more. The Sun City Craft Beer Fest, April 29th, presented by El Paso Live. Find out more at suncitybeerfest.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are here with the Hal Marcus.
The one and only.
Hal Marcus. Got to tell you about a couple of things. Hal's almost gone, but we're going to have somebody coming in after him next hour. It's going to be the preservation crowd. Ron Lyman's here. And we're going to talk about, they created an alliance of organizations, a whole bunch of people, and they're doing their sixth annual Preservation Month in El Paso of May.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're celebrating the heritage and history of our county. They're focusing on endangered buildings, neighborhood cemeteries, corridors, natural habitats, and historical sites, any kind of preservation. And that's next hour with Ron Lyman. But if you want to get involved, call him up. We found out the International Museum of Art is not part of this. And I was talking to their director last night. She says, we got to get involved.
Well, yeah.
And I said, call Ron Lyman. So, you know, that's what they're going to have to do. But that's a big deal. And here's his number, 740-6829. Call him right now. He's in the next room. Freak him out. 740-6829. Say, hey, Ron, I hear they're talking
they're
about
going, what,
I hear
what?
They're talking about you next door on the radio.
Anyway, he's coming in next hour. We'll talk about all that kind of good stuff. So, Hal Marcus, what do you know, man? You got art on the brain?
Yeah. Well, you know that exhibit that I was telling you about that's at my gallery right now? We're having an art talk. That's where we all get together and we talk. The group Epaco will be there. It's open to the public, and that's May 25th at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So if you got any artwork you want to know something about, bring it on in, you know, and we just talk about art. The cool thing about this organization, if you go to a garage sale or a estate sale or you see something somewhere and you don't know anything about it, you can bring it to our meetings, and it's kind of like show and tell, mm-hmm. you know. So that's a cool thing. The exhibit is up right now. It'll go up through June, but on May 25th, it's a Thursday, you can come on in and talk to other people in our group.
1308
North Oregon.
North Oregon.
Right there near Oregon and River Street.
Soon to be a trolley stop. Is all the construction gone from your area?
No, it's not gone. There's still Orange. This is Orange Barrel, Texas, you know.
God, yes.
But you can drive up and down it, you know, and just like anywhere else, you have to leave a little bit early if you want to get there on time.
And you have good parking. I will
we
say that.
We do have good parking.
Compared to a lot of places down
and
there.
And we have a good relationship with the Women's Club, but they get to use our parking. We get to use their parking. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy about the parking
And they
situation.
Do art exhibits, too.
They
Regular,
you know,
every
the,
month.
The Women's Club were one of the first people to promote arts in El Paso.
Yeah, big That's time. Right.
You know, if it wasn't for them, this would just be the Wild West. You know, the Women's Club did so much for El Paso and the arts.
What was it? What was it? The men settled the West, but the woman civilized it.
That's right.
I believe that's their slogan.
Yeah.
So it goes. Hal Marcus, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks
Good
for
luck with the
me.
Art world and KCOS tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Tune in on KCOS Public TV because it starts off the biggest fundraiser of the year, art auction. There's about 120 local artists. And remember, KCOSArtAuction.org. That's where you can go and see all the works of art. You can find out what time they're being on air. I'm going to be an auctioneer, by the way. I'll be there all 4 days. 22nd today, 23rd tomorrow, and next Saturday and Sunday as well.
5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9 p.m.
On TV, Hal Marcus.
Cranking out that art.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck
with
it all.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm putting that link up on our Facebook page, so all you have to do is see all the art.
Everybody else, stick around. We'll talk about how to preserve El Paso next hour.
Thank you.
Stuff to do. Hal, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for having me.
See you in the streets or near the trolley stop. The Hal Marcus trolley stop. All right, everybody else, next hour. See you then.
Bye.
Come back.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned.
This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Which El Paso candidate for mayor will you be voting for? And do you know the issues impacting the race? Well, here's your chance to find out.
Join us on News Radio 690 every Saturday to hear where the candidates stand on the arena, jobs, taxes, immigration, and much more. Live on El Paso's only local political show, Talk El Paso.
Be a part of Talk El Paso by calling in during the show and speak to the candidates. Tune in every Saturday at noon.
Special mayoral editions of Talk El Paso brought to you by National Furniture Liquidators.
When it comes to value, quality, and selection,
nobody beats Shorty.